This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour, you can't imagine how pleased I am to be able to bring you another hour of conversation with the ladies of the day, the DJV show at DJV, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Shillen, at Doug Steffen. And you like us, if you would, on the Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV show, here to innovate. I've been doing that all of my radio career. I'm proud of the things that I've done over the years. I just keep trying. Over and over again, to put it out there. I'm out there, and is subject to failure, ridicule, embarrassment.
Right.
I've done some great things on the radio. I've done some horrible things on the radio. I've had people say, this guy's just not right. And then, yeah, I made some mistakes.
And that's just today. And that's just your co-host, what
okay,
we say.
All right. Women in the news. Yesterday, the Boston Marathon was run, and one of the most interesting or remarkable things that came out of it was the story of a lady named Catherine Switzer, S-W-I-T-Z-E-R. You can Google her. You'll find that she ran as the first woman to finish the marathon 50 years ago. And God love her, she ran it yesterday and finished in 4 hours, 44 seconds. 24
Just
minutes.
Just heard a story about her, yep.
Listen, she ran as a 20-year-old, and as a 70-year-old, she was only 24 minutes slower than she was when she was 20.
That's amazing.
Pretty incredible.
Well, it just goes to show you again how foolish it is when people mark you with a number, and that number means something. It doesn't mean a damn thing. It's a 70-year-old woman who I stack her up against a lot of 20-year-olds today, or 30-year-olds, or 40-year-olds, or 50-year-olds who couldn't come close to doing what she did. As never mind as 20-year-olds, as a 70-year-old. So God love her. She said it was, quote, just an enormous sense of gratitude for the people of Boston, which running in this race changed my life. Help pave the way for what is nothing less than a social revolution in women's running. When I crossed the finish line to celebrate 50 years of looking back and seeing the progress and changes that have been made, I can only say that I'm extremely grateful for the experience.
Well, people were giving her the old what for when she was running 50 years ago.
And yeah.
Yes, it was a struggle for her to find a place in the marathon because it was just such a male-dominated thing. And
yep.
I think she was hit and all kinds of stuff. So
horrible
that was
thing.
That
pushed
added
out
to
of the race,
drama of the story. Right.
The guys trying to push her out of the race. Yeah. The men were, as I'll use it, I won't use the term that I... The Boston Athletic Association... were a bunch of, it's the old boys network, and they didn't want anything to do with women running in the race. Nothing. And this is something I can remember. I remember I drove the pace car in the race for 6 years as a radio personality in Boston. I was right out in front of them for 6 years in a row, and I remember seeing and watching, and this would have been back in the 70s when I did this. So it was, and the times they are.
This is just a message to young girls and to minorities. And I say this every election season when I hear it drives me nuts when I hear apathy when it comes to elections. And, well, my vote doesn't matter anyway. What am I going to do? You know, we don't realize that this was recent history when women were able to vote and minorities were able to vote.
50 years ago.
It's just so arrogant to think that you shouldn't show up because you just don't think it's going to matter. Well,
you think it's ancient history, and it's not.
No.
It's not ancient history. It isn't. It's not. It really isn't. Okay, here's another one. The military program in Norway training women to be serious soldiers. This is a pretty unique story, Victoria. All women in the military, they have a training program that is aimed at having these women, actually, they're getting a lot of people to sign up. It's called the Hunter Troop. The women in Hunter Troop have a year-long training requirement that includes counterterrorism training, Arctic survival, and if you want to complete the program, there's a list of physical tasks you have to complete. Racing with full gear through 9 miles of forest has to be completed in 2 hours and 15 minutes, kind of like the running of the marathon.
Yeah.
They have to do 6 pull-ups. So,
which doesn't sound like a lot.
No. But the U.S. Marine Corps requires men just to do 3 and women to do a 15-second hang. I go to the gym, and I can see plenty of women who outdo men when it comes to this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are plenty. Women are just as strong as men. All that old business about women and men, women the weaker sex, that's nonsense. And so the Norwegians seem to be really underscoring that here, too, don't they?
Yeah. And I think one of the interesting things, too, that they point out that some militaries use women soldiers to talk with and gather information from women civilians mm-hmm. in Middle Eastern countries like Afghanistan and things like that, where they won't speak to men.
Right.
And so having women for intelligence gathering, it's just,
Very smart.
And I mean, I'm just going to say this. Women are better BS detectors than most men, especially when it comes to talking to women.
So sure.
I think women can kind of cut to the chase faster. I mean, I would stack up against anybody as like a walking lie detector.
Really?
I bet you're good at that. I think you're good at that. I just have a feeling. And I was watching Designated Survivor last night, catching up on that, and I know you think there's something up with the wife, and I'm starting to wonder.
I do. Don't you think? I mean, I just get a vibe.
I don't know yet, but I think you're right. But see, if Jen was on the ground interviewing women in the Middle East or wherever, I think Jen's going to get more of a story, just because women are more detail-oriented anyway. Yeah, like, I mean, Jen's going to get more out of them than a male soldier would.
Well, good luck to them. I think there is room, plenty of room for a lot of women doing jobs like that. There ought to be more of them, and then we'd have less war, frankly. 13 past the hour in a moment. We're going to help you go back to work. If you just had a baby and you're trying to figure out, do I want to go back? What's the right timing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? We're going to meet a lady who has an organization called Mindful Return, which is a program that helps new mothers get back to work after they've been out on maternity. So if that's your story, you'll want to listen to the conversation coming right up here on the DJB Experience.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Lou is one of you, and he'll make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-503-7639. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou and save on term life. Call 800-503-7639. 800-503-7639.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
15 past the hour now with the DJV program. A lady is here to help us, Victoria, get back to work. If you haven't had your first baby yet, but I'm going to be keeping a close eye on you because you'll have 5 minutes off when the baby comes, and that's it.
Well, my sister just had a baby, so I'm excited to hear
congratulations,
about this.
Congratulations, yeah.
Cara became an auntie last night.
Yes. Dr. Lori Mihailovic, I'm not going to pronounce this correctly because I'm not smart about this, and Lori, forgive me. It's Mihalic, is that right? Is that how you pronounce it?
Mihalic Levin, yes. Very Mihalic nice Levin. To speak with you, Doug Denver.
Nice to have you here, yeah. So you have this program called Mindful Return, helping new moms get back to work. Is this because of your own experience? How did this get started?
Indeed, yes. I had baby number one, and going back to work was hard. And then I had baby number two about 2 years later, and it was like 1 + 1 = 85. No kid was ever sleeping, and going back to work was more of a nightmare than anything. Mm-hmm. So I found that while there was a program out there for pretty much everything from how to make a birth plan to how to puree baby food, there was no curriculum around how to plan for and successfully return from your maternity leave in a way that made you feel empowered and not like your career was ending.
So what? Tell us a few of your experiences now that your youngsters are 4 and 6. So
yes.
Over the past 4 or 5 years, give us a couple of things that we can all relate to, because all of us who are parents, whether we're men or women, we've had these sort of experiences. But I want to draw out a couple of yours.
Sure. I mean, the unexpected always happens in parenthood, right? You've got that big morning meeting, and all the kids are in the car, and everybody's ready to go, and then all of a sudden, your 2-year-old looks up at you with, you know, kind of greenish eyes, and then barfs all over himself, right? And so it's the, how do I get to work? How do I make that meeting? How do I find backup child care for this baby? Get him cleaned up and get everybody squared away, all while trying to keep work commitments. So, you know, there's that. There's the sleep deprivation that all new parents have to go through. You know, maybe baby's been up every 45 minutes for the night, and you still need to pull yourself together the next day. There's the work travel and the pumping on work travel and the pumping at work. And, I mean, the list goes on and on.
You know, one of the reasons I wanted to have you on, this is we all have our personal issues or agendas and stuff. My daughter is a prof at UCLA in Los Angeles, and she has a 2-year, 4-month-old boy and wanted to get back to work. But there was this whole business about not wanting to share the child with anybody else. So she and her husband are both profs at UCLA. They arranged their schedule so that when one was teaching or had to be on campus, the other one was home. And when they had a problem with that, my son, who lives very close to them, became the third caregiver. And that's pretty much how Miles has come through his first 2+ years. But I remember Megan telling me the same stories about pumping and not enough stuff there. She's worried about what she's going to teach in class and is it going to take away from the baby. I mean, all kinds of things. This book is called Back to Work After Baby, How to Plan and Navigate a Mindful Return from Maternity Leave, which seems to be right up the alley of people like you, Lori, people like Victoria who are planning a family, people like my daughter who have been there and are doing that. This is very practical.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. And just the cost of child care, too. I mean,
across the country,
it's completely exorbitant and often hard to find a spot. I live in Washington, D.C., where we literally sent out notes to all of the daycare providers the day that I got the positive pregnancy test back, with a deposit to put us on the wait list.
My God.
And, you know, you get off the wait list maybe a year later, a year and a half, 2 years later, hopefully in time for when your baby's ready to be born and
I think there
ready
was
to
a,
go back to work.
There's a book Aldous Huxley wrote called Brave New World. Do you remember that?
Yes.
it's
definitely the Brave New World of new parents when they're going back to the office,
It really is. So what little things have you tripped over in terms of your own career? Like, you pay attention to this and you're working, but has it interfered with your career at all?
I think that I've been able to navigate my career in a way that I've been able to use the strengths that I've gained and the skills that I've gained from parenthood and apply them to my career. I'm a million times more productive and efficient now than I was before I had kids, because I have to be, right?
Yeah.
You become the optimal problem solver, fire putter outer, career manager, because you have a laser focus. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Working Mother Magazine calls this book Every Ambitious New Mother's Bible. So if you're interested, you come from this space, you got a daughter who's in this space, whatever the circumstance, this fits for millions of women in our country. The book is called Back to Work After Baby, and Lori Mihalik-Levin, thank you for writing it and telling us your story. It's 20 minutes, actually 21 after the hour here on the DJV Show.
B be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Well, you're going to find this annoying some of you. And maybe a sign of the times, others will say, oh my God, can you believe it? A Melissa Etheridge song playing in the background. Ms. Etheridge thinks it's high time society moves past the stigma around smoking marijuana. And I get that, marijuana, the euphemism, the wacky weed. She's a Grammy winner. She's a big time rock and roller. There's a new article about her and her use of marijuana what it is that she shares with her family. She's 55 years old. You all know she was a cancer survivor. I think that's when she started smoking marijuana, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With her wife, Linda, and her adult children. She says, I have smoked marijuana with my older two. It was a funny thing at first, and then they realized it's a very natural end-of-the-day thing. Brings you closer. I'd rather have a smoke with my grown kids than have a drink with them. Isn't that an interesting comparison? You know, when you get right down to it, I find both of them distasteful, but that's just me. She says cannabis is the best marital aid she's found. When it's a date night, it takes down your inhibition. Your sexual desires are enhanced. We wind down and sleep a very good night. Sleep is extremely important. Anyway, she's going to start a company called Etheridge Farms, getting into the marijuana industry, products under that label. Says that since her breast cancer diagnosis, weed hasn't simply been for recreation, it is for relief. She declined pharmaceutical drugs while going through chemotherapy, used marijuana instead. It wasn't about being high, she said. It was just about getting into a place where I could communicate with my children. I just can't imagine smoking weed with my children. I can't.
I mean, yeah, the idea is, yeah, it's certainly weird.
Can you imagine what Doug would be like high? He'd probably just sing a lot of songs
lot of
from
singing.
The 50s. Yeah.
La, 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 la.
Okay, that was my fault.
Yeah. La, 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 la. Speaking of singing, let's move away from Melissa Etheridge to Roseanne Cash. She, let's see, what do we have here? They're going to join Austin City Limits, the Hall of Fame, with the Neville Brothers, Roy Orbison, And there's a lot of people in this latest class of inductees. The celebration will be in October. The this show's been on PBS, hasn't it, Victoria, for quite a while?
I think it started airing in the 70s.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
But it's a great show.
It's at the Moody Theater, downtown Austin. And the event this year will be hosted by Chris Isaac, who will also do the induction honors for Roy Orbison. Let's see here. Ry Cooder, the guitarist, among the performers appearing at the event. Let's see here.
It's cool that you can buy tickets to it. It is open to the public.
Yeah, right. Open April 21st, which is Friday.
Yeah,
right. Yep. Special New Year's Eve episode of Austin City Limits will recap musical highlights and the artist's induction into the Hall of Fame. It was only established a couple of years ago. First class was Willie Nelson, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and Double Trouble. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Yeah,
last year, the honorees were Loretta Lynn, Guy Clark, Flaco Jimenez, Towns Van Zandt, along with the original crew of the show's first season, which got underway in 1974. Last year, Kris Kristofferson, Bonnie Raitt, B.B. King were added. What an interesting combination. B.B. King is it? Huh?
That's a totally interesting combination. Yeah,
it is combo. Yeah, yeah. So, season 43 of Austin City Limits will be back this fall on PBS. So, congratulations to all of the participants. The ACL Hall of Fame. Roseanne Cash added Roy Orbison and the Neville Brothers. I think the Neville Brothers are fabulous, right? I love Aaron Neville's stuff. Oh,
yeah, they're great.
Soul to his singing. It's fabulous stuff. 28 minutes after the hour here on the DJB Show.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I just got to town, and I need a presentation printed for a big meeting tomorrow.
Well, Staples has everything you need to print, scan, and fax.
Great. Just got a text. The home office made changes to the presentation.
No problem. You can access your files from a USB, email, or the cloud.
And the meeting isn't tomorrow. Now it's today.
Our machines are self-service, so there's no waiting.
And it's not here. Now it's in Evensburg.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Print, scan, fax, and copy at Staples, your office away from home.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Hey, Metro PCS and Cricket customers. Are you tired of family plans with data limits? Check out Boost Mobile's best family plan ever. Right now, add a line with unlimited gigs for just $30 a month. Is that an amazing value or what? Even more amazing, you can add up to four lines with unlimited gigs for $30 each, all on Boost's crazy fast nationwide network. And did we mention that your first month is free for your new lines? Plus, when you switch, you can get up to four free Samsung Galaxy phones. Goodbye, Metro PCS. Yes. See you, Cricket. Hello, Boost, and the best family plan ever. What are you waiting for? Visit a Boost Mobile store today. Offer ends 6/1/17. Primary line must be on $50 plan. Video streams optimized at 480p plus. Music up to 500 kilobits per second, and cloud gaming up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization applies during congestion. 3 month credit for each additional line is $30. Max 4 additional lines. Credit applied at time of activation. Free phone requires port in and activation on $50 plan while supplies last. Cover.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Out or have been zoned out a little bit here today. You notice that, Victoria? Victoria Keelan with Doug Steph and Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Have you noticed?
I'm wondering if you're smoking a little wacky tobacco when we're not looking.
Ha! Yeah, that would be the day. a lot of times, as the uniqueness of this radio program comes into my head, I think about what many of us who are special, we're all special in our own way, and I don't mean that sort of the phony baloney stuff that goes on at school, where you get all these awards for doing nothing. That's not what I'm talking about. But each one of us has sort of a separate, it's the, as cornball-y as I was thinking about this, because Brendan put me onto the iPad, iPhone thumbprint thing. I never have locked my phone ever. And he said, well, here's how you do it, Dad. And I was thinking about, you know, what you always hear, there's nobody ever who's had the same thing fingerprint as you do. And then think about your mind and your body. Everything about you is unique. And that's something to celebrate, even though we don't want to overdo it in some circumstances. The way you look about you, the way you feel about you, there are a lot of people who look at the mirror and think, well, there's this wrong with me and that wrong with me, and why can't I do better at this? You work through these things. You strive to improve every day. I try every day, and I know Victoria does, to make this a better radio program. Give us your best. Are we our best every day? No, not by a long shot. But we're giving it the old, well, we aren't. We're just not the best every day. We are good, but we're not on our best. Some days, I'll say this to you during the breaks, wow, this is good, or that was a good conversation. And it's refreshing when you recognize it yourself, but better when the audience in this circumstance or whoever's collecting the value of your service, no matter what it is, you're selling tools, you're changing oil, whatever it is, it's just neat to know that you're accomplishing something. You know, I was talking in the last couple of weeks, they've been filming Daddy's Home 2 here in Framingham. Mm-hmm. They go about different neighborhoods, and we go from one side of town to the other. And this week, because of the school vacation, they're all over the schools. They're shooting in different schools in town. It's just funny what the hubbub is around these celebrity sightings, because Mel Gibson is here and has been, and John Lithgow, and Mark... what's his face?
Wahlberg is the star of it, right?
Yeah, right. Ian
and Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell are here. But it's interesting what they do. Some of them stay in hotels in Boston. Some of them go, like Lithgow lives in New York, and if he's not required, I was just reading how they do this, if he's not required for the scene, he just goes home to New York. And because there's so much hanging around. Mel Gibson lives in L.A., so he doesn't go home, stays in a hotel. But, you know, these movie shoots go on sometimes for 3 and 4 months. It takes that long to put... It requires amazing patience to do this stuff. Yeah, the pay's good, but think about it. You may work 14, 15 minutes a day, or what gets printed and used may have value for... You have 14, 15 minutes, but what comes out of even that 14, 15 minutes can be less than a minute, and you spent your whole day... doing that. I don't think people realize that when it comes to movies, that it takes 4 or 5 months to film a movie, and then you get, what, an hour and 45 minutes out of it, maybe 2 hours?
Yeah.
It's an excruciating way. That's a great way to make a living, but it can be very difficult. I've talked to a number of actors who just have a hard time sometimes filling all the time. You learn your lessons, you learn your lines, and then what do you do before you go out, you get another take here, maybe only one or two takes, and then you play chess, you read books, what do you do?
Yeah, I think all of the above.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you can do, watch movies, binge-watch Netflix, whatever you can do to kill the time.
We're going to have a couple of doctors with us in a few moments. There's a problem. You know how focused I am on pets and getting some of the pets that need to be taken care of. But if you have a pet, you need to know what sort of parasites are around and what problems this year especially is going to present. So we have a couple of experts in that field going to join us in a few minutes. In the meantime, let's get to some of the sports news. Biff, I've been negligent because I think there are two basketball stars here that are in the focus. It seems Isaiah Thomas decided to play through even though his sister died over the weekend. I think he's only 28. How old was she?
She was 22.
Wow.
She died in a car accident. She was driving, I guess, without a seatbelt, and something happened. She veered off the road and crashed into something and was killed. He found out on Saturday afternoon during practice. He's, of course, on the Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
And so Sunday night, right before tip-off, he led his team onto the court at Boston's TD Garden. They played the Chicago Bulls, and he had on his sneakers, he had written, RIP, little sis, and I love you, China. Her name was China Thomas.
Right.
And so the fans all knew. The fans were very supportive of him. They were chanting MVP in support of him, and he, right before the game started, he was seen and they even showed it on the telecast, he was sitting on the side on the bench, and he was crying, and he had another teammate who had his arm around him and was consoling him, and he and only a few minutes later, he was playing in the game. So he played through it. They didn't win. They lost to the Bulls, but, you know, he still scored like 30-some points, so it's not like he had a terrible night, but he was very visibly upset, and it was difficult for him to make it through the game. So where the controversy came in, Charles Barkley, who was sort of always half a step away from a controversy, he's of course a TNT commentator. When he saw when TNT's broadcast showed Isaiah on the bench crying, Charles Barkley said, "I'm not feeling comfortable with him sitting on the sideline crying like that. That tells me he's not in shape to play. I don't know how this night is going to turn out, but to be sitting on the sideline a few minutes before the game crying, that makes me uncomfortable for him. That's just not a good look, in my personal opinion." A lot of fans took to social media.
Barkley, yeah.
Oh yeah, they went after him. Some even called for TNT to fire him. Others were more sympathetic and said that Barkley has lost two brothers and that he wasn't really trying to say anything negative.
I give him the benefit of the doubt here.
I do too.
You know how much is lost in the flat screen and translation of emotion when all of this stuff goes, hey, this is silly stuff. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think that was Barkley's way of showing compassion.
Yeah, I agree with you. And so, you know what? This may sound somewhat hypocritical to those. I'm looking at Oscar Munoz, the guy who runs United Airlines, in a way. I don't have sympathy for how he handled this whole problem, but because it was horrible.
Yeah.
He said yesterday they had their monthly, you know, how all these big companies, they have a monthly call with all of the investors, the stock market people. And so obviously what was on everybody's mind was the situation, the removal of those passengers, the passengers over this past weekend, and then what happened the week before with Dr. Dow. He said it was a watershed moment for our company. Interesting, because they had a better than anticipated first quarter as far as earnings are concerned. But he says this has really knocked us, this last couple of weeks, it really knocked us around as well it ought to have. But I don't know, under the circumstances, it's not all his fault, although the stuff the buck stops here.
Right.
And it does. But in this circumstance, maybe the guy deserves, I can't see how he's going to hold on to his job with all of this. But, they're trying to outflank all the negative discussion. But, man, I'll tell you, you look around and see all of the stuff on social media, it just blasts. I'm talking about hundreds of millions of things that have been posted. Woof.
I know. It's going to be tough. I mean, at first, when he made that his initial statement, the stock actually went up a little bit.
Yeah.
And I don't know that their next quarter earnings are going to be that great. But I bet, if you have stock in Delta, I bet that's on its way up after Delta said, oh, we'll pay $10,000.
We'll be passenger friendly.
Yeah.
Okay. In a moment, the pet parasite forecast for the spring with two experts. So if you got a pet, you better be listening to this information coming right up here on the DJV Experience.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
Imagine yourself on a boat drifting on the cool, clear water. You haven't a care in the world because the boat is protected by Progressive. You are the skipper of the SS Feelgood, and you're setting sail for Happy Town, where you're the mayor. Mayor Skipper, long may he reign.
Put your mind at ease. Protect your boat with insurance from Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, let's get at this 44 and change after the hour. Joining us now, Dr. Karen Fling, who runs the Eastlake Veterinary Hospital in Dallas, and Dr. Rick Marinson, who runs the Longwood Veterinary Clinic in Longwood, Florida. Both are experts in this area, the parasite forecast. Let's start with Dr. Fling, ladies first. The parasite forecast is something that I've not really been too focused on, although I've noticed it's bothered my dogs and pets. I'm on a farm, Dr. Fling, so I always thought maybe it's a little worse on the farm. Is that true, or is this just a problem no matter where?
This year is that the forecast that has just been released is predicting a rise in parasite problems for pets. And conditions like moisture, milder temperatures, lots of rainfall all sorts of environmental factors affect what we see with these parasites. So basically, the Companion Animal Parasite Council is a group of veterinarians and industry leaders and parasitologists that help predict these factors. And so the maps that we've just released really do show that there is a rise in these parasites across the country. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of times people think, oh, my dog or cat isn't at risk. They're primarily a house pet. But the reality is outdoor problems come inside. So these pests can migrate into our houses. They can come in on our pants legs. So really, whether you're out in a rural area or in the city, these are things to be concerned about.
Dr. Marison, are we talking about Lyme disease? Are we talking about fleas and ticks, or is it going further than that?
Well, you name it. So a lot of this will be regional, depends on where you live. The risks vary, but there are parasites literally in every corner of the country now. So we're very focused this year on heartworm disease. Heartworms is an actual worm that lives in the heart and the blood vessels of the lungs, up to 16 inches long, can affect dogs and cats. There are very little symptoms of this disease until long after the infection has occurred. So what we're preaching is the awareness, getting your pet into the veterinarian to be tested, and staying on year-round parasite prevention.
So what does that include? What does that look like, Dr. Fling, in terms – I just brought my son's dog into the vet last week, and he was on a particular thing that I guess they stayed with. Are there new things that people ought to know about, or is it just consciousness as to how you apply these things that protect your dog or your cat from the parasites? Can they ingest something that keeps them away? What's the bottom line there?
Actually, a variety of products that can be used, and these products are something that you want to talk to your pet's veterinarian about to know what the local issues are that you're dealing with in your region, and your pet's doctor can help make the best recommendation on these products. And you're right, there are a lot of choices relative to these medications, and different ones do different things and work in different ways, so bringing your family veterinarian into that conversation is the best thing you can do. And also, having your pet tested every year is really important, because so often a pet will look normally from the outside, but then we do the testing and we find that there can be trouble with these parasites.
All right, so Dr. Marison, what are some of the signs that we need to be aware of? Is it itching, scratching? Is it something on the skin? I had Lyme disease. I actually have had it a couple of times because of being on the farm. My dog, English Bulldog, had Lyme disease, and I don't remember. I think you get a little lethargic. Is there something else to look for that's more visible?
So you're talking about Lyme disease, which is one of our biggest concerns because it is shared. I mean, people can get infected. Dogs can become infected. Your dog can be that vehicle of bringing a tick from out in the woods, bringing that home to you, and then you become infected. The symptoms can be very different. So dogs don't get a lot of the same symptoms people do. It's lethargy. It's lameness, fevers. The symptoms are sort of nebulous. And I think, the key is don't be waiting around until your animal is showing those symptoms. You have access to medications that can prevent your animal from getting those ticks in the first place. Prevent the disease. Don't wait to watch for symptoms.
Yep. All right. That sounds like it makes nothing but sense. Okay. So the Companion Animal Parasite Council, go to their website, capcvet.org, capcvet.org. To find out what the parasite forecast is in your area. But as they both said, Dr. Fling and Dr. Marison, it's something that is national in scope, something that if you really care about your pet, you need to be taken care of, and there are things you can give them that, as they suggested, will protect them all the time. Thank you, doctors.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescription so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm glad we caught you at home. Could we use your phone? We're both in a bit of a hurry.
Right.
We'll just say where we are, then go back to the car.
All right, cultists everywhere, make note of what we're using for audio in the background there. Crank it up, Carol, will you please?
How about that? Well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night, it'll all seem all right.
One of the strangest things about being an American, the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And so what, today is Tim Curry's birthday, Chucker, is that the deal?
Yeah, 71 years old.
Wow. Now, he's had a very interesting career playing all kinds of parts. Good guys, bad. I'm thinking about this role, but he was Cardinal Richelieu in one of the Three Musketeer movies. Or was he the one? It was that one when Leonardo DiCaprio was playing the prince, wasn't he?
That was the man with the iron mask, I think they call it, right?
Yeah, right.
But he's very beloved, Tim Curry. I mean, obviously, best known for Rocky Horror Picture Show. He played the evil clown Pennywise in the ABC miniseries It, based on the Stephen King novel. He was in Home Alone 2, the movie Clue, Hunt for Red October.
He was good. Hunt for Red October, he was a pretty good foil in that, I thought.
He's really good. You know, he took a stroke about 2 years ago.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he took a stroke. He made a cameo appearance in the Fox remake of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. But I know he did a convention about 6 months ago because I had a friend who went, and the line was immense, and he was charging, I think, $100 an autograph and a picture, and the line was hundredsfold.
Yeah, I was watching
people love him.
On the plane coming back Saturday night, I watched a documentary about the life of Debbie Reynolds with her daughter, Princess Leia. And
okay.
I had no idea that Carrie Fisher was as affected by drugs, alcohol, and tobacco as she was, and how she looked and how she presented herself. In every scene she was in that movie, it was 95 minutes long, she had a cigarette, always smoking, always smoking. And she was portrayed at one of the conventions. You know, they have the Star Wars convention, they go to the Comic Cons. People were lined up like you just were explaining outside the door to get a $70 autograph from her. I just kind of wonder what goes through your mind as you go to those things and charge $70 or $100 or whatever it is to sign something for people.
Well, you know, there was one in New Jersey a few, I think, 2 months ago, and John Cusack made his first appearance at one of these conventions, and he was charging, I think, $100 an autograph.
Really?
For a picture autograph. And he wore, because I know another friend who went, and he wore a hat and sunglasses the whole time. I think some of them embrace it, but I think some of the bigger talent, like the John Cusack, who you know, he's only removed maybe 7 years from starring in a $100 million movie.
Yeah.
I think they don't embrace it as much, but they need to do it because there's big money involved.
If you're a
TV star, like one of the cast members of The Walking Dead, and you're making, you know, a few hundred grand a weekend, you love it and you embrace it. But I think for a guy like John Cusack, I have to believe, I'm not inside his head, so I don't know for sure, but I think you have to have a mixed reaction to it.
Yeah. All right, Chucker brings us some movie news right after this.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Lou is one of you, and he'll make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-503-7639. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou and save on term life. Call 800-503-7639. 800-503-7639.
All right, Chucker, what else for movie news today?
Some movie news reported yesterday, filming just begun on yet another remake of the movie A Star Is Born. Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga round out the headline cast. Cooper will also direct his first directorial debut. Other news, early buzz on Guardians of the Galaxy 2, really good. Consensus is funny, surprising, and emotional. Obviously, it's going to make a ton of money. Hits theaters on May 5th, and then Netflix just gave their latest quarterly report and said that the Adam Sandler original movies playing very, very well. People still love Adam Sandler's. Critics don't, but the public does.
Yeah, Adam Sandler, I think, is a very entertaining sort. All right, Chucker, good job.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.